In Chicago, road crews still have their hands full, even after the snow has been plowed and the streets have been strewn with salt. As Chicago Public Radio's Mike Ree reports, this has been an especially bad winter for potholes.
Now, you may be asking yourself, what more do I need to know about potholes? Well, I am standing in one right now, so I can tell you that some are as big as 2 size 9.5 men's boots. But standing in this pothole is not going to hurt me at all. What about the people who are really affected?
Just had this fixed due to potholes.
May Hudson is pulled over on the side of the road. She's just been checking her tires. When she sees my microphone, she reaches into her glove box and pulls out a receipt.
This is just yesterday. I paid $656. You see what happened? I was on Halston and wanted to make a right turn on 55th, and then boom!
Hudson says she thought she just hit another one and wanted to make sure her tires were okay.
Whatever, you want to leave it with me, or you gotta...
The potholes have been a boon for some people, though. People like Bob Vlahos, who runs City Tire and Supply.
Business has definitely been up since the pothole epidemic.
Is this year worse than others? Do you remember a worse year?
It's much worse than others. City Tire?
A few blocks away is another tire shop called Bonilla's. Their specialty is custom rims, really expensive custom rims. Employee Margarita Rendon says customers have come back complaining because potholes ruined their new purchase.
A couple of weeks ago, they saw a set of rims size 26. The customer spent thousands of dollars on those rims. He came back hours later saying that the rim was cracked. He hit a pothole, he called police, make a big scene and all that, but we can't guarantee that. There is no way.
I'm walking alongside a city pothole filling crew right now. It consists of a guy up front with a broom who sweeps out the potholes, and then a 10-ton truck filled with wet black asphalt. Two guys behind it shovel the asphalt into the pothole. A guy rakes it into place, and then a last guy with a steamroller pats it all down.
This winter has really been unlike a winter that we've seen in many, many years.
That's Brian Steele, spokesman for the city's Department of Transportation.
We have near record snowfall, and we've had more than 30 individual freeze-thaw cycles that really contribute to the high number of potholes.
Steele says the city has filled nearly twice as many potholes as last winter, but judging from the dozen or so I hit this morning, it'll be a while until they get all of them filled. For NPR News, I'm Mike Ree in Chicago.